Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. David, it is awfully good to be back with you today, and I always look forward to these get-togethers, and we have a lot of interesting things to talk about today. I know that as long as you've been doing this, which is a very long time, that you've had a lot of people come into your office and say some rather outlandish things. I'm betting, though, that I have some here that nobody has ever said to you. Nobody's ever made these statements. Maybe you've heard the opposite a few times, but nobody has said what I'm about to say here. So tell me why this is absolute blasphemy.
All right.
Number one on the list here is, David, I really regret putting money into my Roth IRA every year. I'm so sorry I did that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have never actually heard that, nor do I ever expect to hear that. So, you know, whether I think Roth IRAs are an invention that is way too little talked about in my business, whether you're young or whether you're old, if you've got earned income, as long as you don't have too much earned income, they are a terrific way to save for retirement. One of the things I always ask a prospective client is, does your company offer a Roth 401k? Most don't, but boy, when somebody does, that really turbocharges your way to save tax-free for retirement. So, you know, most listeners are going to be familiar with this, but a couple of key benefits to having a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, there's never a required minimum distribution. Like when you turn 70 and a half in your IRA, the IRS tells you that you have to take out a minimum amount. But with your Roth, there's no such thing. And every penny you take out of your IRA is taxed as ordinary income. But every penny you take out of your Roth, no taxes on the principal, no taxes on the growth, and they don't cause your Social Security to become taxable. So, man, Roth IRAs, if you don't know whether you should be contributing to one for yourself, you need to get some good financial advice to help you figure that out.
It's a great financial tool for retirement. And, you know, like you said, not enough people have them. I can't imagine anybody saying what I just said a while ago, that he or she really regretted putting money into a Roth IRA every year.
That would never be said.
That's just beyond the realm of possibility. Well, here's another one for you. Things nobody says. In retrospect, I really should have spent more and saved less over the years, because now I just don't know what I'm going to do with all this money before I die.
All right. Well, you're right. Actually, you're wrong. I actually did hear this from a couple 3 months ago.
Really?
And I've only heard it once, but she was sitting there going, I was talking about how they could do some estate planning and spend as much money as they wanted, but still leave a significant estate. And she told me, because of some odd family dynamics they have, that she had intentions of leaving nothing behind, and she really didn't know. She wished they'd spent more all along the way. The stumbling block was her husband, who was a big-time saver. However, Ron, most people are more concerned that they'll run out of money in retirement. So, you know, very few people wish they'd have spent more when they were working. So I think the basic advice there is save hard, have a really good plan, and with that good plan, that'll give you the confidence you need to make you certain that your money will go as long as you do.
And that one word that you mentioned a moment ago is the key to all of it, plan. Have a good plan. David Dickens can help you put that together. Also, here's another thing that I bet you haven't heard. The life insurance payout I got when my husband died was a little insulting, because it's like he thought I couldn't handle the finances without some help.
Yeah, that never gets said. So, you know, life insurance is something really nobody wants to talk about, and they don't really like to plan for it. And frankly, I don't either, because it has to deal with death. However, there are lots of good and different reasons to own life insurance. So young families, that one's pretty easy. You know, if one parent dies, well, the young family is left in quite a lurch. But high income earners in their 40s and 50s can use a different type of life insurance to set up a bucket of money that they can withdraw tax-free income in retirement. There are reasons for people that are getting ready to accept a pension to maybe accept that pension under different terms if they use some excess money to buy life insurance to extend that pension for the remaining spouse. And then, of course, there's always, we've talked on this show, there are reasons to, you can use accelerated death benefits to pay for long-term care. Certain types of life insurance can be used for estate planning for high net worth individuals. But to draw a circle all the way around, I have never heard anybody say that they hated getting that tax-free life insurance payout when somebody died.
Heck no. Now, we have a couple more here, and these are things that nobody ever says. It makes me feel patriotic to pay more taxes than I have to, so I don't enjoy finding ways to pay less. Has anybody ever said that to you?
I have never heard that. I do have people that are really, really sloppy about the way they plan their tax life, mm-hmm. especially in retirement. And a lot of times that's just because that's not the low-hanging fruit when you read websites or you talk to somebody who's not a real retirement planner. But what you are going to pay in taxes, you can be really efficient with it or you can be really sloppy. But most people that I talk to, including me, we want to pay every dollar amount of tax that we legally owe, but frankly, not a penny more.
Sure.
And so that takes some good planning, but that's a real possibility. And I think a little bit more focus on that would take people's retirement savings a lot further.
You certainly want to pay your fair share, but you don't want to pay money that you don't have to, that you're not required to. And so that's why you need to pay a lot of attention to tax planning, and David Dickens can help you with that as well. One more for you here, David. And this is, I mean, just imagine that you're on a roller coaster. I love the big market corrections. It's like a really fun roller coaster ride. 2008, in fact, was probably my favorite year of all time.
Yeah, nobody says that.
Yeah.
So corrections, if it's just a correction, maybe down 10% or so, mm-hmm. now those can actually be beneficial to your portfolio if you don't react emotionally. But it's the 20, 30, 50% downturns. Those are the real roller coaster rides that nobody likes. And those are the ones that cause real damage. So those are the ones that you got to have a plan for. You have to know the type of risk you're taking, and you've got to be comfortable with. Everybody loves when their portfolio goes up. Most people really hate it when it goes down. And so you just need to understand, how much risk am I putting my money at, and am I good with that? So we covered a lot of things that, frankly, nobody says. I think it's been a pretty fun section. But as you're listening today, you might be unsure about whether you have a Roth strategy or whether you're saving enough or whether you're using life insurance strategically or, frankly, whether you're paying too much in taxes. Those are really, really common questions. And what they usually mean to me is that your plan that you have is either too low level or it hasn't been updated as your assets have been growing. So if that's where you find yourself today, here's what I'd like to offer to do for you right now. We're going to offer a complimentary financial review for your entire financial plan and retirement plan. It's called our financial CPR, our complete planning review. There's no cost for this visit. It's simply a chance for you to get an education about your money so that you can make the best decisions for yourself and your family moving forward. We found that most people don't have a real understanding of three basic things. They don't know how much they're paying in fees and commissions. They don't know how much unnecessary risk they're taking with their nest egg. And they don't understand the tax implications of their retirement savings. We'll sit down with you and help you understand all of those issues. This process isn't designed to turn every listener into a client. It's just an extension of the education that we try to offer every week on this show. So this is an opportunity for you to get answers to some of your specific questions, or maybe even answers to some questions you didn't even know you had or that needed to be asked. So we'll make some time on our calendar to visit with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to CoverYourAssetsKC.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's CoverYourAssetsKC.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.